Welcome to 6926 Visual, where Shazam and Queenie are in the house. We're in the building, y'all. Listen, how y'all doing? How'd your day go?
It went, you know. Yeah, it went. made it home. Did my little old workout, burned my little old 120 calories.
Hmm. I guess I gotta get
in a couple of weeks. My numbers will be a little bit high, but right now, the way my asthma set up, that's all I got out of it. I'm gonna tweak it though. I'm gonna tweak it.
Oh my goodness. Now, you have encouraged me to get physical. Let's get physical. Physical.
I hear that song. All I think about is leg warmers and tights.
Exactly.
And those wristbands that you wear. What was the purpose?
The
wristbands they wore around the wrist. Was it to keep that wrist from sweating? What was that about?
Well, I don't know. Do the wrist sweat? Well, it sweat with them on. Maybe, I don't know.
I guess it made them
feel like they was doing something, you know.
Hey.
With that Jane Fonda stuff.
Yeah, I suppose.
Let me tell y'all about my day. This morning was okay till the afternoon came. And I went over to feed my dogs, right? Went over there, just went through the back gate, come through the back door because the puppy's inside the house, pull the puppy, you know, take care of the puppy, mind my business. And all kind of men of evil broke loose. But let me tell y'all something. I'm still here. I'm not in jail. So y'all go ahead, put the checkbook up. I didn't go to jail. You don't have to bail me out. Go ahead. I know y'all got that little bag of change and coins and silver and stuff, but we don't need it.
I didn't.
You don't have to bail me. I'm not locked up. I'm not locked up.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. So much has happened since our last show. Okay. Last week we were talking about Will Smith, you understand me, slapping the bejesus out of Chris Rock. So, okay, new week. And y'all know that now everybody, they trying to take Will down, but you can't. You're not going to be able to do it. Will Smith, you ain't going to be able to do it. Nothing to it. But everybody is on this. Poor Chris Rock, he was bullied since he was a baby and all this kind of caring.
Not since he was a baby.
You know, he had an interview where he said people used to rob him, steal his stuff, all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, I'm not tripping because I used to be bullied.
Became...
And yeah. You know.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. I'm all in.
No.
Now they're trying to Chris Rock is a grown man. And a grown man slapped Chris Rock. Now, I understand he took it and he was very, the way he reacted, I get it. So, I mean, I can't recant what I said last week because it's recorded. But my thing is, again, we don't know what happened behind closed doors. We don't know. Because that was not a, right off the bat slap. That came from somewhere else. That was something else going on.
It came from deep within.
Yeah. So I don't care.
He reached back to his ancestors and got them.
And I think they should leave Will Smith alone. I think since Chris Rock didn't press charges, then Will went on there and said I'm sorry, and then Chris Rock posted, my gums are still loose or sore from the slap. It sounds like to me that if Chris Rock can move past the slap, we can too. Baby, they done made this slap over so many times. I can't even see another video. I'm sick of it. I can't even see it. Now, I want to talk about what you want to say about it, Sam, before I go into this next topic.
Oh, no. Go right ahead. I'm going on into the other topic because everything that can be said has been said.
Okay, so let's talk about Lee Daniels got on stage.
Uh-oh, I missed something.
And asked Monique and said he was sorry. He apologized to Monique. Now, for those of you that don't know the story, those of you that don't know the story, Monique was blacklisted by Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
By, was it Tyler Perry? No, it wasn't Tyler Perry. It was Oprah, Lee Daniels, and then Steve Harvey had something to say, which he should have just shut up. But she was blacklisted. They wouldn't put in no movies. And then Steve Harvey had the nerve. And don't get me wrong, I like Steve Harvey. He could dress and all that. Sometimes he looks crazy, but fashion is crazy. So they blacklisted her. She wasn't on no movies. She wasn't doing none of that, right? She got on a Steve Harvey show. Now, good friends with Steve Harvey, trying to explain what was going on to her, you know, with her, when she had a valid point, and she should be respected because that's Monique. Steve Harvey told her, "You can't act like that in front of these people, in front of these white people." he put that house, y'all forgive me, I'm going to say, he put that house nigga talk on Monique. Told Monique, "You can't be acting like that with these white people. You got to just shut Monique down and just told her, go back out to the shed. You in the big house. Go back out. You can't bring that shed stuff into the big house. Because master's going to hear you and ain't going to give you your shillings for working today."
Not
what
it's
on. He ain't going to give you your Skrilla. See, you ain't getting it today. If you don't act right and do what Massa, you know, in front of. Anyway. So Lee Daniels was one of the people that blacklisted her. Okay. So I saw a video. He was on the stage. "I love you. I finally see." Now, you know how many years it's been? "I finally see how I was wrong." You understand me? "And forgive me." First of all, yo, finally is a long time. I'm just saying. Yo, finally is a long time. So 50 Cent, let me throw this out here too. So 50 Cent is going to bat for Monique, right? Which my son calls 50 Cent a bully. He called 50 Cent a bully, but that's okay. That's okay. Whatever 50 did to my son, I hope they get it right. But I'm with 50. 50 say, "Y'all need to respect Monique. I'm putting Monique in every movie I can get her in." So now all of a sudden all these apologies are busting up from everybody. What you think about it, Sam?
Oh, you know, I don't know. This, whenever you're doing what you're doing, if you're right, it don't matter who comes against you or who tries to stop you. It's going to be somebody out there for you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's effed up, it's got to be like that, you know. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
So, you know,
and I
hate the whole situation. And I watched the Steve Harvey show when she was on there. And I was like, oh, man, that's crazy. Because I couldn't believe he actually said that on live TV in front of a whole bunch of folks. You know what I'm saying? You know, chastising her. You know, this should have been a conversation.
Yeah.
You know you were bringing her on your show. All you had to do was listen to what she tried to say or listen to what
exactly.
She was saying. You know, you didn't have to agree or disagree. Just say, I hear what you're saying. And then after the show, you and Monique, one-on-one, y'all in a by yourself, and you have that conversation. But you outed her, you know, pretty much told her that what she thought and how she felt wasn't shit, and it wasn't right.
Hmm. Yeah.
And
like they had no relationship.
Right, yeah, even if it was right, you didn't, this wasn't a place. This ain't the time or the place to see. You know?
Hmm.
So, but yeah, hats off to 50. He just did what everybody who blacklisted or should have done.
It was so much that was wrong with this whole situation. Monique lost weight, you know, even after Fat Girls, when she said, you know, fat women are wealthy in Africa and stuff. After that, she,
mm-hmm.
Monique, what we call auntie, lost all the weight, and I'm excited about her. She showed us her journey on Instagram, and then she,
mm-hmm.
she started getting shows again. And I was, the other, last month, I was sitting there with my, with Dairy Hunt, and he, we watched, Betsy. Now, I don't know if anybody's seen
mm-hmm.
Betsy, but everybody focused on Queen Latifah, but Betsy,
mm-hmm.
but Monique put on a performance that will blow your mind. Do you understand what I'm saying? This Monique's career is underrated, right? She has not
mm-hmm.
been given the part because she came a long way from the Parker. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let Jason and Professor Ogilvy, that unhealthy show. Let's move on. I ain't gonna analyze it. But I think that Monique, if 50 Cent's going to do the dang thing for Monique, she deserve it. Come on. Queen of comedy. Come on.
Yeah. All of that.
Yeah. All of that. All of that. Yeah, look, I am a Monique fan. I'm telling y'all. And I just feel like this is going to be a good turnaround for her. And Lee Daniels, kudos for getting up there and doing whatever you was doing. But
after finally,
you know who I want to
say?
Yeah. Yo, finally.
Mm-hmm.
I need Steve Harvey to have a finally with his arrogant self. And I love Steve Harvey on Family Feud. I really do. Ain't even on his little judge show, they done made him a judge or whatever. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But Steve, just like you, I just feel like if a person publicly embarrass you, why don't you, I need him to stand up. But he might not do it because he love massa money. Lord, forgive me, Jesus. Lord, forgive me. Oh, Sam, I'm so sorry for that one. I promise, listening to that conversation he was having with Monique, I felt like he was a light-skinned dude in the house with the tuxedo on, quieting down the little slave girl. That's Jesus. Oh, I'm terrible. Oh. Oh my God. But anyway, that's one apology I would love to see. But you know what I would love to see? I would love to see D.L. Hughley and Steve Harvey on Vlad. You ever seen Vlad on YouTube, the interviews he be doing? Oh, my God, girl. Look up Vlad, B-L-A-D. He got some cold-blooded interviews with all the stars, girl. But I would love to see Steve Harvey, and because, you know, him and D.L. fell out behind the way Steve Harvey treated his ex-wife. Right. They fell out a lot.
Hold on. So D.L. Hughley and Steve Harvey fell out because of the way Steve Harvey treated the woman he was married to or used to be married to? Is that what you're saying?
They used to be married to.
So was that D.L. Hughley's sister?
I don't think so.
It was just his opinion.
Yeah, he was like, and you know, when D.L. go in on somebody, he just let you have it. Because, you know, it's something about men when they grow beards and they turn gray, they just say a bunch of ignorant stuff and then just let it land where it may. You know, let me just throw this. They just regurgitate a whole bunch of stuff and then just sit back and just wait for people to be mad about it. But, D.L. went in on Steve Harvey. Yeah. Because, you know, Steve Harvey got that new wife, and she ain't new no more, but when she had the new car smell on her. When she had the new car smell.
Oh, okay.
D.L. and Steve was talking about his ex-wife, and, you know, he just telling his side of the story. And D.L. went in on him.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know anything about it. I really don't keep up with a whole bunch of stuff like that, you know? But that's interesting.
Oh, okay. let me see if I can find another topic. Because the Monique thing is all I had in my pocket. It really was. I had Monique in my pocket. But, but I just feel like, you know, Monique, it's just time for Monique to just, it's her time. You know what I'm saying? The movies are, I think, and me and Dario was talking about this then, I think Monique would do good in one of these, not a sitcom like comedy show, but a serious, like Power.
Something like
911 or something like that. And she major, you know?
Okay, so what about the Fresh Prince?
Oh, my God, girl. Did you see this last episode?
Don't tell me.
Oh, you get on my nerves. Okay, tell me where you are. Oh, my God.
Go ahead and tell me. Let's just go ahead and talk about it because I can't get over the butler because Jeffrey is not that same Jeffrey.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love this Jeffrey, though. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
I am a fan. If I could find his shirt. Matter of fact, I'll make one. Oh, my God. Zam, please make me a shirt that says, get you a Jeffrey. And I need his face in the middle. Get you a Jeffrey.
Oh, my God.
That's gonna sell, Zam. I'm telling you. So if y'all listening to this podcast, it has been copywritten right here on this podcast. So don't even play.
And I will get on it. Definitely. I'm texting Justin right now.
So Jeffrey is off the chain. Did you hear about all of the flack that Carlton gets? It was in the news that Carlton was catching a lot of flack because people were saying how ugly he was. And I was like, first of all,
the one from the series, the movie.
Yeah,
the
from
show
the series.
You're talking about the new one. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Who cares how ugly he is? He making that serious paper right now. That baby, that wouldn't even bother me that I'm ugly. If I'm on a Will Smith, come on, reboot, come on. Call me ugly, yeah. But I promise you I got my paycheck. I promise you I got it. I don't care if you turn my face inside out, if I'm inside out ugly. Guess what? I'm on the Fresh Prince or Bel-Air. You understand me?
Yep. Playing one of the key characters with Jeffrey. Okay, so what happened with the last episode? What happened?
No, I'm not.
What?
No, because it's so good, you will be mad if I tell you. It is so good. You will be mad. Okay, let me give you a hint.
Okay.
Marlon Wayans is on them.
What?
Marlon Wayans. Baby, let me tell you. Marlon Wayans is on Bel-Air. And you'll never guess who he is. I mean, you might.
Okay, hold on. So, we already got Uncle Phil and Aunt Viv. We got Jeffrey. We got the Fresh Prince. And we got DJ Jazzy Jeff. And we got Carlton. What other? Is it is he playing his dad?
Who's that? Carlton's dad?
No,
you didn't hear it from me.
Dad.
Oh, this what I'm going to tell you. This what I'm going to tell you. This what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you this. Marlon Wayans in this episode looks just like your brother Napoleon. Watch what I say. When you go there. Watch what I tell you, girl. I ain't going to tell you.
Napoleon ain't trying to hit it.
Napoleon is arrogant. Napoleon is arrogant. He thinks him and Chris and Billy feel like they're the best looking. And I mean, hey, they are. But don't tell him I said it. Don't worry about it. But, girl, I'm not going to talk about it no more. I'm going to wait till you see it.
Okay, so he's Carlton's daddy.
Carlton? Ooh, you're trying to give me the cheese. Okay, I'll tell you. He is Will's daddy.
Okay, that's who I was talking about. But you said Carlton. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. What?
I was trying to throw you off. You got to see it, though. Matters not. You have to see it because just because you know Marlon in it, it still don't impact you like watching it. Girl, it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold.
I can only imagine. Oh. I'm going to tell you, I am cooking this mango chicken, right?
Uh-huh.
It's the recipe that my PT gave me.
Mm-hmm.
I have never eaten mango in my life, but I'm about to. And what is this? Some mint leaves. I got to chop up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to have some lime zest, too. I have nothing to zest my lime with. So I don't know exactly how I'm going to pull that off. I think I'm just going to have to 86 the lime zest. So we're going to see how these turn out.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I wish somebody could cook with his
food. They are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a job for them daughters of mine, especially that oldest one. She always in the kitchen. What do you call it? What's that word, Denise?
Huh?
I'm trying
what
stuff,
word?
You know. She always trying stuff. Experiment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Experiment.
Mm-hmm. I need somebody to make Aunt Lou's pecan pie cake. I need that.
Oh, honey. Well, you hear that? Remember that that old Cajun dude? What's his name? Justin Wilson.
Who?
Justin Wilson. He's an old Cajun guy.
Mm.
He used to wear some blue jeans and some red suspenders with a white shirt. Okay. Summertime is about to hit. What about vacation?
I don't know about
all that. This summer?
Oh, I'm going to get some banana pudding. You understand me? Look. If I taste this banana pudding,
yeah,
and this banana pudding is what it is, I'm visiting for real. I haven't really made no plans, though, because the apartment complex I moved into has a pool. So I can go out there and with an umbrella in my glass and act like I'm in Hawaii. Or something. Well, not Hawaii, because still a little ghetto. But, yeah,
somewhere.
I ain't going nowhere. You know, I mean, I'm coming out there so I can get this banana pudding. But other than that, I hadn't made any plans. I hadn't even thought that far ahead. I'm thinking about Quaylen too, because Quaylen, it seems as though he may be deployed. So my head is, I'm trying to wrap my head around that. And,
I completely forgot about the deployment. Hello?
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Now, what did you ask me? You asked me something.
I said, I forgot about the deployment.
Yeah, me too. Me too, till he called me talking about some life insurance and beneficiaries. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God, please tell me you're not. He didn't tell me. He ain't going to tell me. But he needs to tell me, you know.
Yeah. While I'm in the kitchen, kind of slaving over the stove, what did you eat today?
Let's see. This morning, I ate a McGriddle, sausage egg, no cheese. That's how I ordered. Sausage egg, no cheese. Then I got me a large coffee, 10 creams, 10 sugars. That was this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then for lunch, I didn't eat nothing. But for dinner, nothing, girl. Nothing. I was working. I had to go back to the office. Girl, with some mess going on. And I ran into a bozo. So you know how that could be. Lord Jesus.
Yeah,
and sometimes you stay longer than you plan, you know. I ate a chicken wrap for dinner. That's what I ate.
Mm-hmm.
I said I need to go apply for some food stamps. I don't know if they gave it to me, though.
You don't have a whole lot of traveling to do this summer. We have a couple of family reunions.
How many?
Yeah.
Do we have a Webster family reunion this year?
Indeed, that's every year. And it's just whether it's official or not.
You're right. You're so right.
You can always, you guarantee that we're going to be there.
Okay, I'm coming to that. I'm traveling this. Yeah. What's the next family reunion? What's the next one?
I don't know when the Cooks are having theirs, but the James are having theirs in Kansas. So we're going to Kansas.
Wow. Wow.
So, and then of course on my husband's side, they're having their family reunion, and so that's going to be in Arkansas.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I don't know if I can give him a traveling shoe for the for that one, but I don't know. Hmm. I need to do some traveling now. I'm serious. If I gotta just come out there about 3-4 times for the summer, I'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll be all right. You know, this truck note, let me tell you something about my truck note. My truck note inspires me to drive. You know what I mean? It's like if you, you know what I'm saying? It's like if you pay this amount of money for something, it's like if you pay $1,000 for a TV. You can be asleep, that TV going to be on. You're going to have that TV on. You're going to have a surround sound system. You're going to get your money's worth. I did TV. And can't nobody touch the TV. Don't you touch my TV. Look at these fingerprints on this TV. Come on. Come on. Small fortune. Small fortune. So you guess what? If I'm going to pay a small fortune for this truck, baby, we're going to be down the road. I'm going to learn how to fish. Look, I ain't moving nobody because I don't want them scratching up my truck. But this truck has inspired me, girl. Especially when the bozo told me to pay for it yourself. Oh, okay. That means the whole truck is mine. That's the way I see it.
Yeah,
play with Bozo.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm good. I'm good.
Wow.
Girl, I'm ready. But you just tell my girls, hey, tell my girls I need my hair braided. I'm coming out there because I can't find nobody to braid my hair. I'm talking about some braids that's going to be in there for a minute because I managed to not cut it.
Kind of
I need somebody that can grab short hair and start me a new life. I need a new look. You know, and I was going to cut my hair off, but Jessica was like, don't cut it. Don't you cut your hair. I was like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You scared me. It sounds like you're going to come through the phone. So, okay, I won't cut it. And so, that's how that went.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I'm glad it went that way. One of my daughters,
yeah, I got
her cutting their hair.
Who?
I'm like, please don't cut your hair, the oldest one.
Don't do it, baby. That's how it's going. Don't do it. Don't do it, baby. Don't do it.
Yeah. But, yeah, we'll try and make sure all ladies ready for you when you get here.
All right, sound good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sounds like we had a good time tonight. Listen, y'all not getting none of that old banana pudding. Get yourself together. I know you're trying to hit an address. You're not going to get it. I've enjoyed myself tonight on this show. Okay? I love you all.
I'm glad because I did too.
I love you all. Zam, go ahead and give your closing remarks. Like they say at church, give your closing remarks.
It's the same as usual. I'm glad y'all joined us tonight. I hope you had a nice time, and we'll see you again next Monday.
Same here. I love
y'all.
Know,
and I'm going to let y'all know how this mango chicken turned out.
Oh, Lord. I know you did. Okay. Let me know. Can FedEx send me that? Can I do a FedEx, like an overnight, like FedEx?
I don't think that's how that worked.
How it worked then?
I don't think that's how that works. I don't know, but I don't think they
I promise it'll work.
like you put a little refrigerated bag around it and you put it in the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I promise, I'm telling you, send some hot water cornbread. Do some I got hungry right then. You know, a little hot water cornbread. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Sure. Okay, banana pudding and hot water cornbread. I don't know about them two going together, but you'll have both of them when you get
down. No, one is one meal and the other one is, you know, you got to do something different. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I love you all, but guess what? We out of here. And no, you can't have none. I already told you. It's been real. We love you. And remember, be a family no matter what.